overcome the difficulties. I wish to seize this opportunity and inform the and mention some points. The first point is that in the course of the nuclear negotiations, whatever promise we have offered to the global community, we will fulfill our promises, and we are not after deception, we are not after hypocrisy if we have given any promise. Such a promise will be within the framework of our national interests. We will fulfill all the promises, provided that the other party would also fulfill its promises. Up to this point, and also in the future, with respect to the final agreement, the agreement will be a balanced one. If the other party fulfills its promises, Iran will also fulfill its promises. If someday they decide to choose a different path, we will also be able to choose other options. The second point is that our nuclear negotiations has been the first step for constructive interaction with the world. We are not just addressing the nuclear issue. It's not just a nuclear issue that we are after negotiating with the global community and that this issue will come to its end sometime. In fact, this is a first step in order to reach the highest point of constructive interaction with the global community. And in today's world, security and stability will not be achieved without cooperation. We seek cooperation and interaction with all world countries that are willing to do so, and the world countries that respect us, respect the Iranian nation, and countries that work with us on the basis of mutual respect. We do press their hands for friendship, and with all world countries that we enjoy cordial relations, we are after closer relations, and in case of strained relations with any particular country, we are after improving relations. And if we are actually have any sort of tension or even hostility with any nation, we are after, with any country, we are after putting an end to such hostility and tension, and interaction will be to the benefit of all. And the last point is that in order to eliminate hurdles in foreign relations, we have taken a step forward for eliminating the hurdles, and we should take new steps forward in all fields. The government is of the view that the impediments to business must be eliminated, and in fact, we welcome efforts by all the investors and the people. Because we should take steps for creation of job opportunities for young people and improve business and also promote non-oil exports so that the people would actually witness improvement in the from the economic and spiritual point of view. I wish to appreciate the Iranian nation, and I wish to request the Iranian, the people, to actually promote unity in order to improve business and economic condition and also have sound political competitions. And we hope that hopefully, we'll be able to hopefully, this year will be better compared to the past year, and hopefully, we'll be able to take steps for the prosperity of our nation and the progress of this nation. I also deem it necessary to appreciate all those who have been effective for taking this step forward, particularly the foreign minister and the nuclear negotiation team, the head of the country's Atomic Energy Organization and his accompanying delegation, the legal team, and all those who have made efforts, particularly in the past few days and in the past months, since I wish to appreciate them all, and I wish to personally appreciate them, and I appreciate them on behalf of the Iranian nation, and hopefully the support by the leader and the nation would be of great help to them in order to attain the final success.